All right, everybody, this is The Long Pour, a drinking comedy podcast, and this week we're going to talk a little bit about St. Pat's Day and Amen Blacking Out, and then later on we're going to try to get into some of the ridiculous side effects on medications. Obviously, that's come up because of drinking as well. Stay tuned.
Hey, bartender, pour it long. Hey, bartender, make them strong. You're listening to the podcast. Hey, bartender, pour it long. Hey, bartender, make them strong. You're listening to The Long Pour, the podcast where we drink and bring you our favorite drinking conversations. You are with the A-Man and...
Krusty. How's it going, buddy?
Good, man. How are you?
Good. But, you know, I wasn't able to go out on St. Patrick's Day, so... I had to live vicariously through you. That's what I want to talk about. How was your St. Patrick's Day? Did you survive it?
I'm here.
I got some texts from you at about noon or something where you're like, I'm three shots tequila deep.
Yes.
And this was like the beginning of it.
Yeah, no. I got progressively more incoherent. Although St. Patty's Day is an amazing holiday, probably the best drinking holiday of the year, in my humble opinion, this is not necessarily about that per se. This is just, like, St. Patty's Day is its own topic. This is about, excuse me, this is about something that happened during this day that could happen to you or I any day that we drank. It just happened to happen.
Well, I know what wouldn't happen to me is I certainly wouldn't get too drunk to promote the podcast. That's literally never happened. I'm pretty sure I've gotten blacked out and handed out 100 beer koozies.
Shut up.
I'm not going to let you forget it.
Just shut up. So I go down. St. Patty's Day on a Sunday, I roll down to Cincinnati, go down there, go to my buddy's house. I had tequila there from the last time that we were hanging out.
What type of tequila? People want to know.
Hornitos,
all right.
Very classic that you and I have done many times. Very cost-effective tequila.
Yeah.
And so I had leftover. So just I get down there about 12:15. I had about four shots of that by 1:15, probably four or five. So I just got into it right away.
I like that you didn't waste any time.
You would be proud of me. I hadn't really done the St. Patty's Day thing in a while, so I'd gone out, I'd had a beer or two and some food, and just kind of enjoyed the scene. But I haven't
drank all day.
Exactly. Like, let's get after it. And I just, like, for whatever reason, this year was the year to do that. And so I'm down there. We do that thing. My buddy's drinking a Four Loko, which is insane in its own right. Shots are shots, but Four Loko, you know, is basically...
Hopefully Four Lokos with shots, right? Not just a Four Lokos out of a brown paper bag, which is how I assume most people drink them.
Oh, he has class. He didn't use. He didn't use. He didn't
he
use.
He poured a it in a nice
he,
mug.
Yeah, he didn't use a paper
frosted
bag.
Mug.
Yeah. No, he drank it straight from the can. He just didn't use a paper bag. We were in the house.
Okay.
The paper bag doesn't. You don't need to take that out. This isn't a 40, for God's sake. It's not. Jeez, I can't even remember.
Are you thinking of Kramer's?
It's not.
Kramer's.
It's not Dayton Kramer's action. It's not a Mickey's. It's none. It's not Colt 45.
Honestly, believe it or not, don't know if I've ever had a Four Locos. I'm sure I've had a taste of it, but like,
they're closer to a seltzer. They're not a girly seltzer like White Claw. They're a man's seltzer. Like strong.
You know what? Let's go pound 10 White Claws right now. You tell me how girly it is. Especially the way I do it, which I like to take a sip out of it. And by sip, I mean very large drink. And then pour in some tequila or vodka.
Well, that's how you really... Well, then you're not doing the White Claw as it was intended. You're adding to it to make it more potent.
I guarantee that White Claw was intended to have a shot of vodka on top.
We're not disrespecting it. We're not disrespecting
it. Back on track. No, I did it.
No, we're not disrespecting it. The White Claw is a serviceable summertime 5% drink that you can drink a bunch of, but it's a girly drink. Period. Point blank. In and of itself. That is its natural state. Girly. Four Loko is man's. It's like it's a White Claw with a hairy chest. It is very, it comes in fruit punch flavors, and the alcohol level, we're talking 13.
Okay, fruit punch, now it sounds more like a kid's drink.
Do you know a kid's drink that has 14% alcohol in it? Because if you do, I'd love to know it. I've had Hawaiian punch many times in my life.
Yeah, the drink my grandma used to make me before bedtime when I was little to shut me up. But
That's a different story. Grandma and grandpa cough medicine is a completely different topic. But this, well,
for I'm pretty sure it was just shut crusty God, up medicine.
God damn it! You give me so off topic. I'm defending Four Loko. Four Loko used to kill people because it had caffeine and like 10% alcohol in it. They took it off the market for a little bit because they were like, "Whoa, if we kill you, you can't drink." So they took the caffeine out, but they upped the alcohol content. So you drink two of these, and you're on your way. Like again, 14%. So
two Four Lokos get you going.
Yes, absolutely.
And then the Jornitos send you over the top.
Absolutely. So yes. So 6 minutes and 48 seconds into this podcast, we're finally to the point where we should have been. 37 seconds into the podcast.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I got you distracted. So you guys are like doing shots of Jornitos, butt chugging Four Lokos like manly men.
Yes. Okay. Did you say butt chugging?
I did. Yes.
Is that boofing?
I don't know. I just threw it in there. I'm trying to get you back on track because I got you off track. So now I'm trying to get you on track.
There was no imbibing of alcoholic drinks up the rectum or anything like that, which that's what
sounds. You don't remember the videos you sent me when you were blacked out, apparently. But they increased in the level of disturbingness.
Shut up.
But don't worry, I'm going to post them on our socials, so stay tuned.
Friends listening, do not butt chug any alcohol. That shit will kill you. It has happened many times. There's medical studies about it. There's happenings and stories about it. So don't boof or
do not ask
chug.
Us to source that material.
Yes, just trust us. Don't Google it. Just trust us. It's a very dangerous thing that probably has killed a student. And I feel like things happen in Chapel Hill, like in North Carolina, a lot. At that particular university. I could be wrong.
You know, we have no... I don't want to single out a university. We have no information. Nothing to back this up.
You know what? Actually, trust us. It was the University of Southern California. Absolutely happened at that university.
Yes, side note, if you happen to be a 5 or 4-star football recruit, maybe you should consider going to Notre Dame. Where it's very safe.
Yes.
And life is great.
Just good old Catholic drinking, green beer drinking, which is
no,
okay.
No green beer. We're not getting it. We've already done that one.
Okay, so St. Patty's Day. So we get in there. We get in the Uber. Okay, so 1:15, finally back at that. 4 or 5 shots in. I get in. We get the Uber. We go down to this bar called Murphy's Irish Pub down there near the University of Cincinnati. And on the way there, I was that annoying guy that actually like kind of talked to the Uber driver. Like, I think most people prefer silence in all honesty.
Oh, I talk to all my Uber drivers.
If I have a buzz on, like you're going to get a talking to. And I've been listening to a lot of R&B. Well, I always do, but more so recently I've been really listening to some Barry White and like very like powerful large man sexual R&B. And I just, I really
okay.
I mean, you know who Barry White is, right?
No, yeah. It's just the way that you've, the wording
yes.
of your wording what got to me a little bit.
Well, I have to say that because I do not look, physically, I do not look like I would like that kind of music. I do. Like, you would not.
Well, tell me, amen. What does a person that looks like he would like Barry White look like?
Not me. You're trying to get me in trouble.
Like, I am definitely trying to get you in trouble. Have you seen the podcast before?
Yeah, I look like I would probably listen to John Mayer or something like that. Not
very, maybe it's just, you know, because I know you.
Not the very great Barry White. I know
you're
White.
Wearing like a vintage Jodeci t-shirt under God. There.
That's some good aggressive... a dirty music, man.
They're one of my first concerts.
Uh-huh. That's not the All My Life, you know, Casey and JoJo. Like, the Jodeci stuff is way, like, that's, you know, some of that stuff I don't even know what it means. It's not them, but there's a song of a similar type of music. Just H-Town was the group, and Knockin' the Boots was a song, and I don't know what it means, but it sounds pretty fun. Like, I would like to do that. It's very
what knock boots or
not. You can listen to the song. It's Knockin' Duh, D-A, you know, for the cool way of saying the.
No, I get
it's
it.
Knocking the boots is a sexual euphemism.
Okay, so you're in the Uber talking about Barry White.
Telling him that I like, so I'm talking about Barry White. I'm talking about another similar vibe, a musician, Gerald Levert, and the great Luther Vandross as well. And I'm just talking about all these things, and he's like, we're just going back and forth on some of the songs and everything that they're doing. And the Uber driver's like, Gerald Levert had a brother, man. He's pretty good. Like, just dropping some knowledge on me. And I'm like, I had no idea. So we're just going off talking about that. So, like, the mood, like, this is not, again, not even 2 p.m. Like, the mood is like, I'm ready. I'm charged. I'm energized. I talked about Luther and
yeah, man. It sounds like you've like got 5 shots in you. Yes. Some 4 locos. You're all coked up. You're making friends. You're like, I can't get out of the car. I'm not getting out of the car. You'll subscribe to our YouTube, and then I can go in there and get my party on.
I forgot to do that. I was talking about Gerald Levert and Luther Vandross, and
naturally.
And I was talking about the Luther burger, which is the burger that he is credited with inventing with the glazed donut as the
glazed blonde. Donut. That's a bold burger.
Glazed donut, burger, bacon. And that just sounds like a man with a voracious sexual appetite. That sounds like something.
Just a voracious appetite, yeah, as well.
Exactly. It goes hand in hand. So I really believe he made the burger or invented it or was the muse for that burger. And anyways, so we got there, and that's just, okay, that's from one part of Cincinnati to another part of Cincinnati. And then we got to the bar, and since you got me so off topic, why don't we take a quick break? And
yeah, I think it's time for a shot clock,
and I'll come back and talk
shot clock.
School that you obviously didn't get into.
Krusty here, reminding you to please check out our socials at The Long Pour, all one word, on YouTube. Don't forget to subscribe The Long Pour 80 Proof, that's number 80, on Instagram, Threads, and TikTok at Pour Long on the app formerly known as Twitter, also on Facebook.
And we're back from the shot clock. And, dude, let's just get into it, man, because you got me so far off topic before. So we get to the bar. We proceed to – it's St. Paddy's Day, obviously, so it's very crowded, very many people. doing the damn thing. A lot of them had been there, you know, since Kegs and Eggs, 6 a.m., where I hear that the bar catered in Cracker Barrel, which is crazy to me and sounds very, very good. Not good enough to actually get me. And I would never actually get to a bar at 6 a.m., but if one thing could potentially do that, it'd be Cracker Barrel at 6 a.m.
Interesting.
But in reality, no, it'll never, ever happen. So they're doing the thing. We're catching up. We're getting beers. We took a break on the shots for a while. I know you're mad at me, but we got a green beer. I did not.
Shame.
I didn't.
For shame, amen. I've taught you better.
I did not pay for it. It was free.
I mean, I can appreciate that, but you know, it's St. Patrick's Day. No one's drinking green beer.
There were so many people that were drinking. The whole damn bar was drinking
just,
green
just
beer.
Just drink a Guinness. We've already done this topic. Moving on.
That's a you thing. You would drink spillage from the combined taps.
I've done it at any bar. That's not the point.
So it absolutely is. So free. I drank a bunch of that. Then we started doing Irish car bombs. You gonna yell at me for that?
Dirty
too?
Guinness. They're called Dirty Guinness.
Then how is it that the bartender knew what I was talking about?
Well, when
I
you know, that? It's a
so maybe they're called both.
Well, yo, here in America, they're called. You know, some people call them that.
So was I not? You'll go abroad.
You definitely want to order a Dirty Guinness.
Well, I was not abroad. I was in Cincinnati.
Okay, fair.
Neither here nor there. No, I'm doing you. This is what dealing with you was like. I ordered Irish car bombs. I ordered many of them, and I got many of them to the point that I got cut off.
My man.
You'll be proud of me for that. So probably.
Now, let me ask you, because I've done this before. Did you get cut off by crawling on your hands and knees to the bar to order more shots? Because, yes, I've done that. Didn't work.
No. No, it was not that. And it was probably around 6 p.m. And I'd be lying if I said I do not. I'd be lying if I said I knew what I got cut off for, because I fully expected to order more of these shots and him to be like, oh, I cannot wait to get you these shots. You are the most pleasant patron that I've ever encountered. Very, very funny with very great hair. And
that sounds like a real thing that happened.
He did none of those things. And he was like, no, I'm not going to serve you right now. And I was like, what? And I almost blew a gasket. But my buddy was like, look, the way that you're just kind of moving around and just kind of the overall, the look on your face, he's like, I'm not saying you should have got cut off, but I can understand why you did. And I just sort of.
Interesting. So you're like wobbling around the bar, you know, to be like, I'm on a podcast. And they're like, no, yes. No more booze for you.
Yeah, so like I didn't crawl on the floor, I didn't urinate in public, I didn't like I wasn't
feeling, that you know of.
Not, I'm pretty sure I didn't.
Pretty sure. 99.99999%.
I didn't pee in public.
Now, let me ask you a question.
I didn't touch anybody's hair.
Well, that's good.
We have a friend that has been kicked out of a bar for like feeling random strangers' hair.
No, they weren't kicked out. They just were drunk and. They got carried away touching people's hair.
They got reprimanded. Reprimanded.
Yes. But let me ask you a question. Have you ever been cut off when drinking with me?
No, I don't think so.
I think we know where you went wrong. That's the problem. I wasn't there. You got your ass into trouble.
So, okay. All right. I will allow that. I will allow that. They... So somehow, but this was the impressive part that I want to make sure I say. Cut off, so I played songs on the jukebox, probably Gerald Levert, and various sexy R&B tunes.
No Irish tunes for St. Patrick's Day. No Pogues.
I did listen to some
Flogging Molly.
I did listen to some Irish Trovers. I know that because I drunkenly called my cousins that live in Europe. One of them in Ireland, I know that I drunkenly called them and told them that
not only did you drunk dial, but you drunk dialed someone in another country.
Yes, two people.
That's expert level.
Yes.
That's expert level.
Yes.
Drunk dialing.
I said, hey, I'm listening to the Irish Rovers, and I love you guys. But that's a very good Irish band. But so I did listen to that, but I definitely...
They're probably like, that's our fucking American cousin.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
I'm not going to try to do an Irish accent. I think I've
insulted
their country enough today.
So maybe what I got cut off for was like just like playing... Just talking about, like, I should be Gerald LaVert or Barry White. That would actually make sense with the vibe that I was on. But anyways, I got cut off for about an hour. And then I just very politely, after doing nothing, I kind of went back and I was like, how do you do, sir? You are a great gentleman of a bartender. And I don't know, maybe did a curtsy or
a curtsy?
Yeah. or some sort of gesture. And I was like, do you think maybe, please, I could maybe have a drink yet again? And he kind of looked me up and down. He said, you know what? You look a little bit better. And he served me again. So I do not know. I'm tooting my own horn. I, to my knowledge, am the only person that I know that has been cut off at a bar just for a little bit and then served more and more amply at the very same bar because we started doing the car bombs again.
I don't know if even I've done that, but usually if I get cut off, you know, I go home. Just kidding. I go to a different bar.
Tell me about the legendary story. It was like a three-bar thing. Where you forgot, and then you forget.
I know all the people that work at the bars, which makes it more embarrassing. I was at a bar. I tried to order a shot, and they said, no, nope, you're done. And I was like, fair, fair. I'll cash out.
You were that easy? Like no worries?
Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah. I'm not arguing with anybody. That's just not my personality. So cash out, go to another bar, do shots, have some drinks, and then I am so drunk, I return to the first bar. And try to buy shots. And they're like, Dusty, we've been through this. We've already cut you off. And I'm like, oy vey. I'm sorry. You know what? I'm going to get an Uber home. Is it cool if I chill here and wait on an Uber? And they're like, yeah, sure. I was like, okay. They're like, just don't ask again for shots because we feel like that may be in the cards for tonight.
You know what else was in that? That's probably a night that I got a phone call at a certain time. Probably like I've gotten many waiting on an Uber phone calls from you. I would not be shocked if that was one of the nights.
It could be. Yeah, I mean that's a plausible thing.
You just gone back to the. You should have just like gone back to the second bar. Like I know where everybody knows. Well, the trouble is, much like Cheers, everybody knows your name at every bar.
And also, I mean,
and also how many shots that you've
had. You know, I've been in there once or twice. I'm just very rememberable. Now, unfortunately, I wasn't able to be with you on St. Patrick's Day. I was on a medication, which, you know, can't really drink on. I asked a pharmacist. He said I could drink on it moderately, and I said, I guess I just won't drink.
There is no moderation with you.
But we looked up the
it's an antibiotic, right?
Yeah, it's an antibiotic.
It's an antibiotic. Oh, it's from the last episode, if you listen. This is the follow-up to, you know, the heart, the blood pressure, and
I had a slight infection in my head.
You've been working on for a long time.
Yeah, it's been, just won't get rid of it. So they gave me something real strong to knock it out.
So strong-ass antibiotic. And what symptom did you see that we were like, what? We've never heard of that.
One of them was
before.
Like increased risk of like tearing your ACL. And I'm like, what, am I Aaron Rodgers? What am I going to be doing? Is it going to happen where I'm just like sitting on the couch? Like, oh, there goes my ACL. I mean, and I couldn't get like the doctor or pharmacist to elaborate.
How embarrassing would that be? Like, hey, ACLs, ruptures, like sports, you know,
How'd you tear your ACL? I was getting a morning coffee, and they're like, and then you fell? I'm like, no.
I was
Yeah, I was pouring a cup of coffee, took a step. I was watching, torn ACL.
I was watching Game of Thrones. got up to get some popcorn.
I was watching a rerun of the 5 seconds Aaron Rodgers played for the Jets. And I don't know, a sympathy tear.
Sympathy, weight gain, sympathy, yeah, ACL tears. I don't know. Oh, my God. So we got in that, and it was ridiculous because you just, man, you hear of the side effects, man. I mean, do you remember, like, here, man, I know we can't remember them, but
we pulled up all the side effects, and off the top of my head, you know, like, you can't be in sunlight, which I think is common with certain antibiotics, and they're like nausea and like typical side effects you would think, but then there's like the torn ACL one, and then there's a chance you could have like delusions or suicidal ideation.
Hearing voices.
Hearing voices. Just crazy stuff. Fortunately, I you know, outside of nausea.
Peeling or loosening of skin.
My skin is intact. It's a little dry, but, you know, I really like to wash my hands.
Hey, unsteadiness or awkwardness.
I mean, I don't know how we'd tell if I don't know how if we'd tell if that's how if it's more.
Is this me or is this the antibiotic?
Right, yeah.
No, but there's some crazy, like there's literally it's a laundry list.
I mean, like, if it was compared to a music list, it's basically everything from ABBA to ZZ Top.
I like that. I really, really do, man. But it reminded you of, you know, like the late night, you know.
Oh, yeah, where they'd have like a drug, and they're like, oh, wow, there's this miracle drug that can.
I got a name for you.
Yeah?
Skyrizi for moderate to severe plaque psoriasis.
Okay, boom. Yeah.
But and nobody wants moderate to severe plaque psoriasis.
But then the side effects are like, may lose a limb.
Yes.
Death. Double death. lost loved ones. Like, stuff that doesn't even make any sense, and you're like, and they're just burning through them all, and you're like, wait, what? What happens?
Your butthole will fall out of your body.
Right? Yeah. Prolapsed anus. Yeah. That's a side effect. And you're like, what is this drug for again?
Be like, my anus is prolapsed, but my skin is clear. Like, do you take that?
You know, I mean, I guess sometimes as a society, we got to take two steps back to take a step forward, or, you know, sometimes to clear up some psoriasis, you got to prolapse your anus.
Yes.
And on that note, you know, this is really the first chance I've had to drink in a while, and we didn't get to celebrate your birthday, so I think we got to go hit a second location before it gets too late.
I won't say no to that.
All right, everybody. Thanks for listening. Take care of yourself and each other.
Jerry Springer, nice.